If you would share your thoughts on Metropolitan Nicholas of Blessed Memory.
Oh, bless his soul. He's asleep in the Lord. He loved his faith. I could remember him when he was a young altar boy, and he was able to go out into the main aisle under the main chandelier. And chant the epistle lesson or the creed without a flaw. He wouldn't stutter, he wouldn't hesitate. And he was a real youngster, so I knew from little on that. And I was young then too, I was just a kid, but it was obvious that he had the love for God and that he was going to continue in this profession, which he didn't. I saw him go through it all. I saw him become a priest and then a bishop and then a metropolitan. He loved the church, he loved the people, he loved the language. And I often spoke to him in the Carpetta Russian, because we would kid around and just speak the language. We found a lot of fun doing that. And of course, he was a son of our parish. He loved the church. He loved the bells. When he made his last trip here, I knew that he was ailing, but it wasn't really announced. He donated, I forgot how much money, but quite a bit toward the bells, because at that time we were working at redoing them. So he had a lot of love for this church. As a matter of fact, a week before he died, I had printed, I had edited my book, Precious Bells. My son and I decided to send him a copy immediately as soon as we got one. And I sent the copy out to Johnstown, and he was already in hospice, very ill. And then we made a CD recording of the bells, and we sent that to him. And I got a call from his office, and they said that Metropolitan Nicholas wanted to talk to me. And I was really amazed that he was so gravely ill and he wanted to talk to me. So they said, yes, but don't call between certain hours because he's in hospice during them hours. So I said, fine. So I called kind of reluctantly and wondering. And I spoke to him, and he was very strong in conversation. There was no indication of his illness at all, and he just wanted to thank me for doing the book, and it made me feel so good that it's one of the greatest achievements of my life when he called upon me to do that. So then they tell me that his last trip to the medical center, they took that CD that I had sent out, that a CD of the bells, and they played that CD while they took him out of the home to go to the medical center, where he passed on a week later. So that's my story about the Metropolitan Nicholas. God rest his soul. One other thing is that when we had the bell ringers, especially at Easter time, and the bells were rung by hand up until the 70s, we liked to put our name on the wall. And lo and behold, We had Richard Smisko, who later became Metropolitan Nicholas. His name is still there. And so he left an imprint on this parish. God rest his soul.
Thank you, Bill.